and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bond. It's Tuesday. Linda is on assignment. Yes, I know. Assignment. Assignment means is that people are starting to show up at the house at 9 o'clock, and she is going to keep them busy for the whole day while I get to come in here and work here all day. It's kind of a symbiotic relationship. We have good morning, though. It's 7:07 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning to you, Carl, and what a great-looking day here in the North State. We've got sunny skies today. Some clouds and sun off and on throughout the day, but we're going to have clear skies throughout the rest of the week. The next chance for rain is the coming weekend. That's okay, because right now we are gaining 4 to 5 feet per day. Now, of course, that's going to taper off, but as of last night's reading, Shasta Lake, 1,037 feet above sea level. That puts us 30 feet from the top.
From overflowing.
Yeah, well, so, from having to open the gates and send more water downstream. Whiskeytown Lake, meanwhile, which is has filled up strictly from rainwater for the first time in years, overflowing into what's known as the Glory Hole, which is a great big bathtub drain.
Yeah, and it goes down. Somebody
goes put into it on Clear Creek. Yeah,
it goes into Clear Creek and showing it. I saw that on Facebook last night and shared that with people in case they wondered what it was and how many gallons of water. It went out to 1,000 gallons per second are going through there. A thousand gallons per second. Just think about that.
When you want to think about numbers that just boggle your mind. Right now, the storage of water behind that dam is about 3.7 million acre feet of water. And there's 320,000 gallons of water in every acre foot, so I leave the math to those who happen to have a calculator handy, but it's a bunch of water.
So there's a lot of water, you would say, back there.
Yeah, a lot of dam water.
And you know what? And that's just, you know, when you're looking at it, that's just the top of it.
Yeah.
There you go.
45 degrees in Reading right now. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. And it is a veteran-owned business that takes care of its customers. They have a big operation going on out there all the time. Hire a lot of veterans out at Shasta Gas Propane. 7:08 in the morning here, Tuesday, the 15th of March. A lot of things happening. We're going to have today, of course, local announcements. But also Turtle Bay will be with us, and Dr. Doug McConnell is going to roll in here.
You know, what's cool is that yesterday morning, about 9:30, you said, I don't know who's on tomorrow. And here you are with a full slate.
I say that because
you make a few calls and boom.
Well, you know what? I kind of wander off and check my schedule. Really, that has a lot to do with it. You know, and I can see who's on there because we have regularly scheduled people. Now, if they show up or not, that's always the question up until the last minute. So, okay, today, big day today, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Super Tuesday all over again. This is winner take all, too. This isn't just like, you know, apportioning it out. This is winner take all.
Yeah, several of the states are.
In Florida and Ohio.
Now, it is also the Ides of March. Well, Julius Caesar discovered much to his grief.
Right. If you know anybody named Brutus, you might want to be watching them close. If one of your friends that you hang around with is Brutus and he has a strange fascination for knives, you may just want to put Brutus on your list of people to see tomorrow and not today.
Maybe that's how the Republican Party is viewing Mr. Trump.
Oh, a two? The Donald? A two? And you? Okay. All right. But here's today. Now, today could be the answer for two of the candidates further movement in the party. Kasich, which is, you know, he's planting himself firmly on the middle.
He's
moderate.
The adult in the room lately.
Well, no, but then he just said that within 100 days he's going to have an amnesty plan.
Oh, yeah.
See, he's running. He's riding the Hispanic boat. Here.
Yeah, he's trying to pull up that Florida thing, and that may backfire.
Well, I don't know about. He's the governor of Ohio, and he's running hard with Trump. Rubio, meanwhile, who is of course from Florida, it looks like he's in third place. Now he may pull it off. Who knows? But whoever wins that gets 99 delegates. Whoever wins Ohio gets 50, 60, something like that. So today's a big day. You could have a couple people leave the race after today. It may come down, as it probably will, between Cruz and Trump. Now, I can talk to you about what was said at the dinner table last night with some pretty educated people. And everybody's kind of like already in shock and awe about this is what we've got.
I have friends who I talk to all over.
This is what we have? Oh, but you know what they all joined on was? Hillary is a crook.
Yeah.
You know, and it's getting to be like, you know what? People are starting to say it's simple as ABC, anybody but Clinton. That more and more revelations come out. Now, did you hear what she said yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a coal miner or a coal company, we're putting you out of business. She said it. And, of course, there's lots of these coal miners and a lot of the energy from this country come from coal. She said, we're going to put you out of business. Well, then she goes and says, well, you know, but we're going to go back to your Appalachian areas there and use all those natural resources, which happens to be coal, and the people there, and we're going to give you jobs and, you know, have you get work in the, you know, in the solar industry or get you jobs and work into the new power type industry. Well, I mean, come on. I mean, the ones that we've invested millions and millions and maybe even billions of dollars in have gone out of business already. I mean, they've gone out of business after having all this money invested in them. So what do you do then? So, so this whole thing to go up and go into that in Ohio and say, I'm putting the coal miners out of business. I hope she's not planning on carrying West Virginia or Pennsylvania. I mean, this was just, I mean, she's going to carry on Obama. See, she's riding Obama's coattails. This is the one that she questioned where he was birthed at. Remember, it was her party.
Yeah.
It was her team that came up with where was he born at? Come on, where was he really born at? That was her gang.
So Hillary's promising us more Solyndras, right?
Yeah, more Solyndras. Oh, more things we can invest money in that don't work. I just, you know what, when you get into these things, you just got to keep your feet moving, keep your head down, and keep punching. Because this is just, I mean, it's getting to be ludicrous.
You know, the true believers, though, and I've said this before, Hillary Clinton could perform ritual human sacrifice in the middle of Pennsylvania Avenue and stand there with the bloody beating heart in her hand, and the true believers would give her a pass on it.
Well, that could be true. Well, you know what, but, you know, let's talk about the Donald, if you want to start talking about true believers there. I mean, there's two believers on both sides here. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit, locally owned, locally operated company right here, and agent Aaron Richard. And Aaron, we know Aaron personally and her family, and she does a wonderful job in real estate. She's very, very accomplished in knowing what's on the market, what the prices are, and how to get a great price for your house or for a home you're looking for, maybe even a business you're looking for. Highly motivated, very energetic. That's Aaron. Give her a call at 949-9103 or check out her website at richardrealestate.com. Again, Properties by Merit. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:15 in this wonderful morning. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Well, here it's fine. If you've got the time, and I dare to get yourself in.
Ready, Kia has 10. temporarily moved.
Not very far, just a couple hundred yards to the west.
So they can build a new and bigger and better showroom and service facility for you.
It's been a long time coming, and it's going to be incredible when it's completed.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved to 380 East Cypress while they build their new facility. So let's have a move-in sale.
All 2016 Kia Sorentos, 16 Kia Optimas, Fortes, Sportages, Souls, and Rios are priced to move.
Make no payments for 90 days on new 16 Optimas and Sorentos, Redding's go-to fun vehicles.
0% financing available on certain models.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every new car purchased.
And America's best warranty.
Hit them up. Move them out. Come on in.
Subject to prior sale, ends April 1st. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% offer, plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation fees, and any emission testing charges.
Well done.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Don't miss the moving sale at Redding Kia.
This is my fight.
Save the date, May 20th. Chicks and Chaps is right around the corner. Deadline for purchasing tickets is May 1st. Only 100 tickets will be sold, and the tickets are selling fast. Chicks and Chaps and the Reading Rodeo Association Auxiliary are holding their 5th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser. There will be awesome raffle prizes, a one-of-a-kind buckle from Montana Silversmith, great food by Mary's Pizza, fun and informative guest speakers, including a breast cancer survivor. The proceeds from our event benefit Mercy Foundation North and NorCal Think Peak. Special thank you to Sierra Pacific Foundation, Cinerama, and Dutch Bros. Purchase your tickets now only online before they sell out at www.chicksandchapsreading.com. Chicks and Chaps, May 20th.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 30443.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
You know you can never go back. I gotta take it on the other side.
The centuries I wanted to. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Lindabot and the Red Chili Peppers.
Here. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Now, why would I play that song?
Because we're going to be talking about a big chili cook-off here this weekend. It's going to be happening at the, well, I'm seeing the March the 19th, so that is
Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Reading Civic Auditorium. And on the 20th, which is be Sunday, Celtic sensation Lorena McKennitt will be here for an intimate evening of music. But March 26th, this is it. This is the big guy, Jay Leno. Jay Leno is going to be here March the 26th, one of the biggest names we've had up here in Reading in a long time, of course, next to Rick Kern. But Jay Leno is going to be here, and he's going to be bringing his show. It's going to be great. Get tickets at readingcivic.com. Remember, it's got to be readingcivic.com, or call them at 229-0022, 229-0022, or just stop by the ticket office down there at the Civic Auditorium. Chili cook-off and roast the Donald March the 19th in the city of Shasta Lake. Rick Kern, why are you roasting the Donald?
Well, because he's such a great guy.
And this, by the way, this isn't Donald Trump.
No,
this
no,
is,
no, no. We wouldn't
Don,
roast the Donald Trump.
This is Don Spurgeon.
And he is a Central Valley, Shasta Lake icon. He's a graduate from Central Valley High School, and he worked with the Central Valley High School alumni. He runs the concession stands at the football games, the basketball games. He does everything he can to help the high school out there, and he's just an absolutely fantastic individual. And we've got about 10 people signed up already who want to come out and say naughty nice things about Don.
Say nasty things about the Don.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is more than just, you know, roasting Don.
Oh, yeah.
This is, you've got a big chili cook-off. You've got a bunch of people entered in this one, too.
We have 10 people signed up so far and a few more that are kind of hinging. They don't know if they can do it or not, but you'll have an opportunity to taste their chilies, and then you get to vote on which one you like the best, and they get the People's Choice Award. Mm-hmm. And then if you don't want to do that, if you just want to come in and enjoy some good entertainment, local entertainment, starting at 5 o'clock, we have the Skillman family. They're fiddlers, violins, and singers, and those girls are just super fantastically talented.
What's the name of this family?
Skillman.
The Skillman family at 5 o'clock, and they're all fiddlers.
They're fiddlers, guitar players.
Guitar players, mandolins.
Yeah, they're kids.
They're all girls.
These are actually senior in high school down. And
have you ever seen them, Bob?
No, I have not.
Oh, they appear on Channel 9 regularly.
Did they?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I've heard about them, and they are good. And, in fact, I may have seen one of them. She may have won one of those fiddling contests that they brought back. Yeah, they could be one of those ones. She won one of those fiddling contests that she was playing at the Cascade with another group who introduced her as that. So
I used to follow the old-time fiddler stuff.
Oh, I tell you what. Really.
I love it.
Okay, it's going to be at the Community Center of Median Avenue, City of Shasta Lake. It's 4 to 5 p.m., a chili cook-off tasting. 6 to 7 p.m., a chili cook-off winners announced and dinner. 6:30, a silent auction. What kind of stuff is in the silent auction?
Well, we have a wine rack, a handmade wine rack that you can either hang on your wall or you can preset it. We have baskets with all kinds of goodies in it. There's just
all different kinds.
All
of
different
things.
We have
dozens.
We have a, we, if, for if you're interested, we have Dave Thompson's donating a gun safety class.
Oh, okay.
So
you got it all.
We got everything there.
Okay, then the 7 to 8 p.m. roasting of Don Spurgeon. Now you can either buy a $5 chili taster round that you go to visit each cook and probably get a little get a 4 ounce cup. So if you've got 10
that's
of them out 40 there,
ounces.
40 ounces
of chili. Yeah,
that's 40 ounces of chili.
That's a lot of chili, believe me.
40 ounces of chili.
That's that's a pretty good healthy helping. Well. Depending on your
that's like three pounds. That's almost
healthy.
That's almost like 3 pounds of chili that you've just eaten.
Yes, well, I remember your experiences as a chili judge.
Oh yeah, you know what?
You were like the guy in the Facebook post.
Yeah, just I'm laying on the ground, just pour beer down my throat.
Yeah,
just pour beer down my throat. There's an open line between my mouth and my. Other areas there.
But they also get cornbread with that.
Oh, well, they'll just punch it right up to 3 pounds.
Oh, yeah. That's
now, if that's, that to me, that, frankly, I think that sounds kind of cool. Or you can get a dinner of a bowl of chili and bread for $5. Or a chili dog for $5. Or just a hot dog for $3.
Right.
If you're going to be wimping out there. Okay. Now. Where do we get tickets at here?
You can get tickets at the Shasta Gateway Library, the Old Mill Eatery and Smokehouse, the Big Dipper Restaurant, or the Shasta Lake Chiropractic in the city of Shasta Lake.
All this proceeds. This isn't just to raise money so you all can go out and whoop it up over the weekend
during deer hunting season.
Right?
No. This is going to support our library. We have an extremely small library. It's like 30 by 40 feet. And they're going to be moving into a much larger building, and we need funds to support that.
40 by 60 foot. No,
no, no.
Oh,
no.
Bigger than that. Okay.
It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot. They're going they're going to move into one half of the John Baudet Center over there. And they will have a nice area. It'll probably be about 100 by 150
wow.
feet.
They need more books.
They have the books. The books are in storage, but they're going to need racks for the books. And they one thing they really need, and it's surprising, the library needs more computers. People are coming to libraries constantly to use computers. We have three now, and they are being constantly used.
Well, you're
out
there in the city of Shasta Lake. You should have let that third pot combine come in there and just taxed them. You could have, all those taxes could have gone in support of that library.
It wouldn't have created any more taxes, in all honesty.
I'm just kidding. Or you could sell pot out of the library, and there you go,
yeah,
buddy.
You've
got plenty of money for books, librarians, and the books don't get, you know, the books won't be damaged because people won't be able to read them at that point.
They'll just be sitting there sleeping.
Yeah, just sleeping on and off. What you should do is then have maybe a little bake sale outside the pot communes you've got there.
That would make a lot of money.
That makes the money. Here,
or
have some munchies.
Candy vending machine.
There you go. Okay, enough of this.
There's a roasting there.
Of the roasting of the city of Shasta Lake. Okay, now, this is a great thing to go to. It's right down there. It starts Saturday. It starts at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock. You can watch them cooking there, and it's homemade chili. And I tell you what, after being in these chili contests, they put some stuff in these chilies.
Oh, yeah, you don't know what you're going to get with some of the chili. Some of them, we have hot, then we have mild, then we have normal. And most of them are called the EMTs. Yeah. Well, we have an emergency ambulance out there. So
I'm starting to burp just thinking about it. Yeah. Okay. You know what? I love judging chili contest.
Mm.
No, I mean, I really do.
Oh, yeah. It's quite the social
thing. The ones putting it on to give me a bottle of beer so I can cleanse my palate after each one. Now this is great. We want to come on down to the community center at the city of Shasta Lake. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
We're kidding around here. It is going to be a good time. This is just, you know what? This is just good town, hometown entertainment and a lot of fun. And it helps the Shasta Lake Gateway Library to get the new racks and to get all the things that they need to help, you know, set up that library.
And you kind of got an idea of what's going to happen to the Don by the way we were
just talking,
going on about the city.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen to the Don. That's going to be very entertaining. There'll be a lot of wild stories, a lot of made-up stuff.
Nothing has to be true, right? Yeah, I remember him when he was riding with the Indians. So,
yeah.
Riding, you know, as a scout in the cavalry. Okay. March 19th, Rick Kern, thank you so much. And thank you for so much what you do down at KIXC, too.
Well, thank you.
And all the stuff you do for this community. Rick, you do a lot. So, if you've got, we'll talk about it again the rest of the week, about the chili cook-off down there in Roast of the Donald.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
In fact, you could have him take the place of the Donald and just get people come in there talking about his political stances.
that would be hilarious.
And roast the Donald. There you go. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay. Remember, you can get tickets at the Big Dipper Restaurant, the Shasta Lake Chiropractic, the Old Mill Eatery and Smokehouse, and the Shasta Lake Gateway Library. Super. For more information, see the Facebook page for the Shasta Lake Gateway Library. Thanks a lot, Rick Kern. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:28 in the morning. KCNR 1460, Shasta, Redding.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bod. Linda has the house. She is Sink House today. Commander-in-Chief House. Twenty-eight minutes until the hour of 8 with Carl Bott and Christy Kidd. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy. This is what he does. This is his business. This isn't part-time for him. He teaches all over Northern California. In 7 counties, most sometimes 8 counties. Not only that, but he also does things and, you know, has junior hunts, all these different events that Ted Leidy's involved in from Northern Firearms Instruction. If you want the most thorough training in CCW and hunter safety, this is the place to go to. Give him a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. If you're getting ready to shoot, go out for CCW and you're not sure if it's the pistol you want or what kind of pistol you want to buy, he provides pistols and ammo for you. That's right. And then helps you select the right pistol for your needs. Ted Leidy, Northern Firearms Instruction. ReadingCCW.com or 999-1822. All right. Now, I am starting to see, this is kind of a little bit different today because Christy came in here. But she doesn't have, okay, now that smile is starting to come back.
It's here.
Bob, are you looking? I mean, okay.
How can one not?
How can one not see this bit? How you doing?
I'm good.
Are you okay? You made it. Did you not almost make it?
I almost not made it.
You know what? We were bragging about you last night. We had some Turtle Bay people there. Everybody just loves you. Thinks you're just doing a great job over there. And these are people who are big in Turtle Bay.
Oh. Good. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. And I said, really? She's knocking Turtle Bay. No. I said, no, I mean, everybody, you know, because I described, Linda described you. She says, okay, here she comes in, cheerleader. Big smile,
yeah,
effervescent, and then you know, the people that know you from over there are all saying the same thing.
Oh, that's good.
Well, it's a good thing that you've got, you know, I mean, that you've got a very good, you know.
But it's not fake. Yes,
no,
even better.
No, I know it's not fake.
No, I know you do.
Yeah, I know. People may think, oh, she's just, no.
Yeah,
no. I had a commanding officer that was really a good guy. Mm-hmm. Very sincere, but people really didn't know how to take that because he was very sincere, and he cared about his people and their families. And they weren't people in the Marines weren't just. I mean, they know that officers take care of them. All. I mean, you know, we're there to look out after our people.
Right.
If you're a good officer, right?
Right.
We all look after each other. But he was really sincere, and some people put off a little bit because they weren't.
Didn't expect it.
They didn't really know how to take it until they got to know the guy. Then they realized, whoa, he means it.
That's awesome.
And that's the way you are.
Oh.
I mean, you come across as very effervescent, you know, and very can-do and very happy, you know, about the things you do.
So it's good. That's good. I'm glad that everyone thinks that's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Let us know who doesn't. We'll take care of them.
All right. All right. I will. Thanks.
Okay. All right. What you got now?
Well,
what's going on at Turtle Bay?
Gosh, so much.
I saw Mike Warren the other day.
Uh-huh.
Kind of casually put my arm around his shoulders and said, "So, how's that construction working for you there, Mike?"
Yeah.
See, I can do that.
His favorite joke is that the governor called him and said, "Can you please build a hotel because we need rain?" It worked. We did a great job.
The thing is, okay. At a certain point, we're going to say, all right.
Okay, we can stop now.
Stop. Stop the construction of the hotel here. Promise you'll stop for like 6 months.
So
we can have a break in the rain. You know, when the waters come up right now, so you're standing in 3 feet of water, you say, okay, Warren, enough.
Okay, stop for a sec. Thanks. Just, take a break.
we're going to look at building it someplace else.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No, I have to say, big, huge props to Gifford Construction, though, because they – obviously we have rain delay days. You can't do anything on certain days like this weekend. I mean, they don't work on weekends, but it was raining so hard they couldn't have done anything anyway. But they have done such an incredible job at working around the schedule that if there are things they can do with a little bit of rain, they'll do that even though that wasn't the priority. It's just
They've got a schedule.
Yeah.
And when you're building anything on a construction sites or doing anything, it's got to build on blocks types things.
Right.
I mean, you can't get away from having to lay the foundation.
Right.
Well, but if you can't lay the foundation because it's underwater.
Minor detail
that's underwater. But you can get things brought in, have things staged, and watch it sink into the mud.
Yeah.
But still, you can get things.
But it's there.
But it's there. Yeah. And you can put a lot of different things together. But you still need to be able to move dirt.
Yeah.
In this case, mud.
Yeah. Preferably dirt and not mud.
Right. So, but this week looks like it's going to clear off.
That's good.
So maybe.
But it has to dry out there, though. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going
to
do anything.
Because as soon as you bring it in and you get 3 inches below the ground, now you have the sack.
Yeah.
The Sacramento River is right there.
Yeah. So, you know, we're working on it. We're getting there. It's fine.
I did get to see the
concept drawings for what all the decor is going to look like on the inside.
Yeah.
It's going to be beautiful.
I mean,
I'm not surprised. Sheraton and now Marriott, whatever. Technically, we're still called a Sheraton, even though it's owned by Marriott. But
that's going to confuse. You know,
oh my god, I know.
A lot too.
Me too. But no, it's going to be lovely. So there's the bright side of things. Look how pretty it's going to be.
Do you know just off the top of your head how big the restaurant is?
I want to say with the outdoor seating, I think it's about a little over 100 seats.
Okay.
I think inside it's 85, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, now
but there's patio seating, too.
All right. Now, is there going to be like a meeting room there?
There is. There's a ballroom, which I think it's just the ballroom and then it can be cordoned off to smaller for conference rooms and things like, or conferences and things like that. And there's a pool and a fitness room. So those are the amenities.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how many people does that seat?
Okay. I know the
but
ballroom.
You can use it for people if they want to come in and have a meeting. They can have it there.
Yeah, right. I believe it's actually through the fly shop. They already are trying to book a fly fishing conference. We're like, we need an opening date first. Hold on.
Nice.
So it's good. So we can.
This is a perfect place for the fly shop to have a conference because you're
there
on the river.
Mm-hmm.
It's close to the store. I mean, it's relatively close to the store.
Yeah.
And the Healing Waters was at Turtle Bay, you know, to have their banquet there. And it's not a real good place to have a banquet. I mean, you can do it, but it's not a great place.
Right.
So you could have it something like that. All the veterans come off the river and go right into that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, so sometime in, what, 17?
Yes. Yeah. The plan, well, according to the last schedule I saw, which I don't think they've actually changed with the most recent rain delays, was summer 17. So here's hoping. Crossing fingers. Because we have a really, really incredible exhibition coming up that summer, so it'd be really nice to open the hotel when we
Well, let's start talking about exhibitions.
We can talk about those.
Okay, what do we got now?
Right now, we have Peanuts Naturally, all about Snoopy and all that goodness. And we have the Famous Artist Annual Student Arts Exhibition, so we've got student art all up down one of the hallways.
Uh-huh.
And we have Water's Extreme Journey, which is the maze that's all about the life of a water drop, basically. And it has a lot of local elements and talks not just about what happens when it rains and then that water going into your house anywhere, but specifically what happens here in Shasta County. So it's fun. It's a maze. And there's a zip line. And you can get lost in it like I did.
And you get lost in it like you did. That's right. I understand they had to send a small search party out looking for you. Is that it?
Of course. Why not? No, I thankfully had a friend in there with me who went the right direction who yelled at me until I found her. It was good. So, yeah, they're fun, though. It's a wide range of exhibitions right now, which is cool. So
I get this question. Does Christy ever have a bad day?
Yes, I do. I just tend to not acknowledge it. I try to stay like this, at least when I'm around other people. My husband can see it when I have a bad day. It's fine. Or I go home and cuddle my new puppy. And then I have a great day. It's fine.
That's right, your new puppy. I know the day that I saw you the most, the saddest, is after you've been injured.
After my surgery.
And you came in right after it. Mm-hmm. I mean, hobbling in here. Yeah. And it was probably the first time I saw you that you weren't just at this type of level of enthusiasm.
Yeah, it's
but
true.
You were still.
You know, I started running recently. Like the first time I started running since I had surgery. I know. Things are getting better. Because, that was not great. Fun. I don't recommend tearing your ACL.
No. How about dancing? Are you going to be able to dance some more?
I will. I'm not there yet. One's going to take a little longer. So.
All right.
Which is okay.
But don't hurt yourself again.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't want to do that.
All right. We're here with Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay. She is the head of all of their public relations and is just doing a great job with it.
Thank you. Everybody
seems to really appreciate everything you've done.
Thanks.
And the enthusiasm that you brought to the job. Okay, so we got Peanuts now.
We do.
And water.
And Famous Artist Annual Student Art Program.
Okay.
And then we have this summer, I know we talked about this last time, we have Rock You coming, which is all about the history of rock and roll, and it's going to be so cool.
Now, are we going to have things like guitars and, that were played by the person?
Mm-hmm. There's... I just saw the photos the other day. There's guitar station, there's drums, and different kinds of drums, not just a drum kit, but, different kinds of percussion and things like that. And I think we've actually had it before. I think there's the floor large piano that you can walk on. More, you don't obviously can't play with your hands. It's not small enough.
Can you play
enough
by jumping on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. We've had it before. We had it in Toytopia, I think, is from the same company that did that. But it was so fun and so cool. So I think that's coming, too, with it. So there will be stations to actually play instruments. And then there's also stations where there's a whole section about how we listen, which I think is going to be really interesting. That's just the difference from, all the way back to... I don't even know what they're all called. I shouldn't even... I'm going to show how young I am right now, and you're going to make fun of me for it. I can feel it. But, going from iPods now to MP3s and all that, all the way back to tapes and to discs and records and everything, and it's just this whole history
listen. Because you've come up, you never even knew what it was like to be playing vinyl.
Right. Well, vinyl, besides the fact my dad had them. But
your dad had them.
But
vinyl's making a big comeback right now. I mean, a big comeback that because you get better sounds off vinyl.
Yeah.
An interesting side note there that when recorded music first started coming out, Edison's company was sued by the musicians' unions because it was said that who would go to a concert if you could listen to music at home? It was said that it would put live musicians out on the street.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
No, and I tell you what, in today...
New technology gets...
And today, the technology of the downloads have become so big that now, when the groups tour, they charge a lot more money for live tours because the download syndrome has taken a lot of money away from the record sales.
Yeah, it's dropped the price so much.
Yeah, so now they're charging more money.
Makes sense.
Charging more money for showing up at a concert.
Mm-hmm.
Where,
make fun.
Yeah, where before it was just the opposite.
Yeah.
No, I don't make fun of you.
It's okay.
Every year you see these things about college students, and you probably at some point you're starting to go, oh my gosh, several years ago. this college class has never been without an iPhone. Has, you know, do not know what for, you know, that anything but inline skating.
Right.
You know,
right.
that, you know, I mean, just stuff like that, you know, it, you know, grew up in the internet.
Yeah. So, yeah, I thankfully was a little bit past that. I didn't have internet or cell phone or anything like that until high school. So I had like a childhood. I went outside. That
you know,
was nice.
Bob and I talk about, I talk about this to a lot of people and go, you know, if we had had cell phones back when I was a kid, nah, we'd all been in trouble. I mean, no, I mean, no, I mean, none of us would, you know, there'd be no secret clearances. Nah. There's a photo, especially in college. Ah, okay, there goes your secret clearance.
Different
right
times when you and I were kids, we could hop on the bikes, leave at the pretty much the crack of dawn, not get home till sunset, and nobody said a word.
And I remember this too. I'm on, you know, I see this guy from high school that he lives in Florida. He and I remember how we went dove hunting in the morning before school. Come to school, park our cars in the parking lot of the school. There'd be shotguns in the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I put it in the back seat. I mean, I wouldn't like be hanging them on the, you know, hanging them right there on the rail.
Right.
But be having, and he'd have them hooked on the back of his car. It was no big thing. We lived, you know, grew up in Yakima. I mean, we were living in Yakima, Washington, and people did that.
And that was fine. That was
it. Was fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Yeah.
Kinder, gentler place. Even though that you know you didn't wear helmets and you got your, you know, teeth busted out on things and. But it's still a kinder, gentler place.
Highly alive for having gone through the experience.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I think that's experience is what makes you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Agreed.
There, Christy.
Agreed.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back after these messages, and we're going to talk about the things that are coming up here. And especially I want to hear about that maybe next summer.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about it?
I think so. I think we signed the contract. I can at least say what it is.
Okay.
I don't know a lot of details about it, but I can say what it is.
But if you say it's really cool.
It is really cool.
All right. Maybe we'll be right back after these messages.
Why don't you get it back? Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up, baby. She said, this woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh, shut up, baby. Dance with me.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Mews with Northern Lights Energy. The ethanol-free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy, for deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Redding, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCR. KCNR 1460. Carl and Dubai. It is 10 minutes until the hour of 8 here on March the 15th. 43 degrees going up to 65 today. It's going to be a beautiful day today. It's going to have a beautiful day the rest of the week here. And let's maybe start getting maybe a little more rain in on Sunday. But this week's going to be really nice. People going out this week. High of 65 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call. 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. 1740 Eureka Way. It's a full-service sports club. But what they have is a aqua personal training program with Kathleen Cowling. Saltwater pool, one or more in a group, all of them are small groups, training 3 to 5 people. Increases your range of motion and flexibility. Exercise inflammation will go down when you're in the water because you're not, all your joints aren't taking the pounding. So if you've had meniscus operations and you've got body parts that have been repaired, being in the water is really a good way to get them back and get them rehabilitated. 12, 24, 36 session packages are available. It's going to be a great place down there. Wellgate Sports Club, clean. It's got lots and lots of machines. The trainers are out there to help you. If you want to train by yourself, which is what I do, I have a good time at it. If I have any questions, though, man, they are right there to help out. Wellgate Sports Club. Give them a call, 768-1205. All right. We're here with Christy Kidd, who is the,
it's a really long title.
It's a really long title. She's the publicity chairman, director. What are you?
I'm the marketing and public relations manager, but I like that you change my title every time I'm here.
It's good. That's because, you know, you're different every time.
I do a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, you have this different look every time you come in here. And, of course, Dr. Douglas McConnell, my co-host, has joined me, but he's retired, so he doesn't have to show up until he wants to.
Good morning.
So, good morning there, Dr. Doug. All right. Okay, now. We've talked about what's going on now. Mm-hmm. We've talked about all the insane little chatter we do. You said something big's coming next year.
I did, and I hope I don't get in trouble for this.
Oh, well, now look, don't say anything.
No, it's okay. I know we signed the contract, so we're good at it, so I should be able to say it.
Should be able to say
fine.
It. You heard it first here.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I have said it anywhere else. We are getting an exhibition for next summer from the American Natural History Museum in New York. And it is called Mythic Creatures, and it's all about dragons and fairies and mermaids and just everything
Mythic
like that.
Mythic Creatures.
It's going to be so cool. I'm so excited. I'm such a nerd. This is like my dream come true.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You're into mythical creatures. Look, Bob's over here. He's starting to sweat. He's liking it. You know, this is like Dungeons and Dragons there, Bob. Huh? Fairies and dragons and what else?
And mermaids.
Mermaids.
Fantasy world?
Well,
yes. Okay. I can't wait. Got to take a break from the... you got to sometimes switch off the news and get away.
Right? Unicorns. Unicorns.
Yes. Yes.
Unicorns going to be there?
I would think so.
Why not?
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's what people are saying here. It says, I've got friends that have never paid attention to politics, have started paying attention to politics this year.
Oh.
So isn't that a little strange?
And, it's become quite a show.
It's quite a show out there. You know what? In fact, you want to talk about Ms. and urban Ms.
Mythic,
and
creatures.
Mythic creatures. It could be an honest politician. You have somebody standing there like this. What's that? That's an honest politician.
Wow.
Have my picture taken next to that
before it disappeared.
It's getting smaller every day.
It reminds me of some of the rides as a kid. I'd say, you must remain inside the car at all time. Keep your hands and arms inside the car as the ride takes off up to the roller coaster. I sort of feel like that's where we are with the politics.
Anyway, but we're not talking politics. We're talking
mythics.
We're talking mythical creatures at Turtle Bay next summer.
That'd
be
summer.
Great.
I know.
Super.
I'm so excited.
Okay, well, there's just lots of things to do around there anyway.
There are.
You've got the gardens out there. You got the animals.
We do.
And the thing is that once you join it, $80 mm-hmm. for a family. You can mm-hmm. take yourself, your wife, or your significant other, and four kids.
Up to four kids.
They don't even have to be your kids.
They don't.
You can just walk down the street. Hey, you kids want to go see Turtle Bay. Hey, you kids want to go to Turtle Bay? And then, of course, then the police find you later on.
Yeah,
feeding the parrots.
Yeah.
Why did you cover these kids with, you know, with this liquid? Just thought it'd be kind of funny. Yeah.
It'd be funny. We just want to see the birds sit on their head.
Yep. We our grandkids came up, and we met the nicest folks at Turtle Bay who went way out of their way to take everybody around. And I think that's the other part about Turtle Bay, not just the place, but the staff and the people are superb.
That's what it's – Mike Warren likes to – every time we get a new staff member, he always, like, grills them in front of – in our all-staff meetings. And they've usually been there about a month by the time he does this. And – it never fails, and they're not coached beforehand. It never fails.
Or warned.
They know that the questions are coming, but they don't know what they're going to be normally. Mm-hmm. And some of the departments kind of cheat a little bit, I think. But he always asks, "What's your favorite thing so far?" And every person says who the people we work with.
Yes.
And it's not just. It's nice from
which
my
department
standpoint.
Do you think is cheating?
Animal care, definitely.
You think they cheat?
They band together.
They
always know when it's coming. When they have a
And they have the questions already done?
Every time.
And they have the same answers? Doesn't Mike kind of like think about this for
a bit? Well, he tries to mix it up. We don't always know what he's going to ask. But
the truth
is... He's not that hard to figure out, though, is he?
But the truth, a lot of the stars are right there.
Right? I know.
Whatever they're doing is working great, and Mike probably just nods his head and says continue. But it's a culture of excellence and personal interaction with clients and people, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of the way that we interact with our guests is a really big deal for us. So
I agree.
That's good. Thank you. We'd like to hear that.
that's a free unsolicited offer.
We think it's
a great part of what makes Redding great. As you know, outsiders from Southern California, we found that place and everything it represents about the community and said, this is great. New home.
Well, there's a question about where does the water go after it sucks down the giant hole in Whiskeytown? Goes down, was it Clear Creek?
Clear Creek.
Lower Clear Creek. Yes.
Yeah, it goes down Clear Creek, and it's got a great photo of it coming out of Clear Creek. Like a 1,000 point.
And there's a little tiny power plant right there.
There is.
That generates a small amount of power.
And I believe that's REU.
Yeah, that's a city facility. Yeah,
so that's your, those are water molecules at work bringing electrons to your home.
That's right. Not only that, you've also got the, got somebody up there. It's got the name Shasta Lake in his name. So, 30 feet from the we're 37 feet from the top.
Yeah,
I mean from the top.
We should wrap your brain around this. Since March the 1st, we gained 40 feet.
That's correct.
Since March 1st. Now the reason I'm kind of mentioning this is that you at Turtle Bay have had all types of exhibits on water.
We do now.
You've got one right now, and that's it's kind of cool that all this has happened. You've got an exhibit on water.
Yeah, it was really convenient timing. I don't think we knew that was going to happen, but it's exciting.
That is cool.
It's nice to learn about it while it's happening.
Do you have we're talking about the mythic creatures that are coming, and you've had the Titanic here. Mm-hmm. You've had the one on the. Beginnings of the Civil War, and what led to the Civil War. Mm-hmm. You know, some states' rights, a lot of it over the slavery questions like that. You've had cartoons, you've had
Legos.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you've had so many things here. Now, like I said, mythical creatures are coming.
Mm-hmm. Poop.
Yeah, we had that too. That was before me, but I've heard all about it.
Yeah, the poop one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Just popped into my head.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The problem was that Dr. McConnell kept trying to roll in it. And we had
no.
Keep him there.
Only Marines.
What kind of ideas are you having? Like, you think about maybe a military format theme sometime?
From what I understand, because we have our wonderful curator who's actually been with Turtle Bay since Turtle Bay, which is awesome.
She's great.
But she, the way that she, I have come to find out that she finds or acquires the exhibitions that we end up getting, either comes from connecting with other curators at other museums, which is how this one from the American Natural History Museum came up, which actually we're getting two from them. I don't think I could talk about the second one yet because that's 2 years out. But it ended up being a really great partnership just through her talking with them and their professional contacts and that sort of thing. And then beyond that, we have, for example, this fall, we're creating a new exhibition with the National Park Service because they approached us and wanted to do this. And so that's a lot of it, that it comes out of groups having an interest and wanting to see this. And then Julia is wonderful and can curate a show, which is a lot of work for her, but she's amazing. So she makes it happen. And it comes out of all these partnerships that we've gotten, both from our community and from her professional community. So it kind of turns into more that than anything else. As far as I know. I know she has more of a plan than I'm suggesting, but...
actually, when you talk to Julia, the president of Smithsonian Institute is a long-term friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. I'll let her know.
We have to run.
Okay, thanks.
Because, you know, it never has enough time with Christy Kidd, who is the marketing manager and the public relations lady out at Turtle Bay. So many great things going on. Christy, thank you again for coming in today. And Dr. Doug McConnell has joined us, and he's going to be my guest for the next hour. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yep. KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Republican presidential candidates Marco Rubio and John Kasich are hoping they can still hang on following today's primaries in five states, including their home states. Kasich telling CBS this morning that despite what Donald Trump tells people, Ohio is thriving under his leadership as governor.
We're up over 400,000 jobs here in Ohio. We're running a $2 billion surplus. Our credit is strong. I've cut taxes by over $5 billion. And our wages are growing faster than the national average.
As for Donald Trump, he told NBC's Today Show he remains upbeat as Ohioans head of the polls.
I've been with the people of Ohio. They hate the fact that their coal industry and steel industry is gone. And I think we're going to do very well in Ohio.
Voters will be casting their ballots in Rubio's state of Florida, Kasich's Ohio, as well as three other states, Missouri, Illinois, and North Carolina, all included among them. U.S. retail sales slipped last month, pulled down by sharply lower gasoline prices, and Americans spent much less in January than previously estimated. Economists had hoped that solid hiring and lower gasoline prices might entice some consumers to spend a little bit more of their hard-earned money, but instead it looks like most people were desperate to pocket the cash if they could get away with that. Afghanistan says it's got the Taliban and ISIS affiliates on the run.
The recipe is very interesting. We've combined close air support with massive ground operations.
That's Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. Crowd cheering as Dallas CB crossed the finish line early this morning in the 2016 Iditarod Trail sled dog race in Nome, Alaska. CB won his third straight. Crossing under the Burled Arch of Front Street in Nome, Alaska for his fourth overall title in the last 5 years. Now he says he's tempted to go for number five on Wall Street. The Dow's down 26 points. More details at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
There's currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner, in theaters Wednesday, March 16th. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Tickets and showtimes at miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
U.S. home builders remain optimistic that the housing market will improve, but their expectations for sales over the next 6 months have dimmed just as the spring home selling season gets underway.
The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Builder Sentiment Index held steady at 58 this month. The index had been in the low 60s for 8 months until February. Builders' view of current sales conditions remained the same, while a measure of traffic by prospective buyers went up. However, builders' outlook for sales over the next 6 months declined to the lowest level in 12 months.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Readings above 50 on that scale indicate more builders view sales conditions as good rather than poor. Demolition underway on a second vacant apartment building that lines a massive eroding cliff in the city of Pacifica, California. Demolition of the 20-unit complex started over the weekend during a respite between the severe storms that have been eroding the cliffs. More information at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. Russian forces have started leaving Syria after Monday's surprise withdrawal announcement by President Vladimir Putin.
Russia didn't want to get bogged down in a long, drawn-out conflict in Syria. It didn't want another Afghanistan. It's also about pulling back from the brink of an escalation in Syria. The relationship between Russia and Turkey has been pushed to a disastrously difficult level by this conflict. But I think politically as well, this is President Putin seizing an opportunity.
That is the BBC's Sarah Rainsford. Mississippi and Louisiana looking for flooding on the Pearl River later today or early tomorrow. That's raising some questions in Pearlington, Mississippi, where this man spoke to WLOX-TV.
I'm a little concerned about it if it gets as high as they say it has, because they've changed all the levees and all that over there. Nobody knows what that's going to do. It's been 30 years since we've had a flood like this.
More details on all these stories to be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 6 minutes after 8 here on this beautiful 15th day of March.
The eyes of March.
605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like, Bad Bob?
Mix of clouds and sun today. The high will be around 67 degrees. Light and variable winds. That's going to be our pattern for pretty much the rest of the week. We've got a possibility of more rain starting over the weekend. Looks like a pretty good chance on Sunday. Right now in Reading, it is 45 degrees. And with a lake report, we're going to talk to Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor. Kevin, how is the lake looking?
The lake is looking fabulous. Good morning, Carl and Bob. How are you guys doing?
We're great, Kev. So it's full. Is it full?
No, it's not full quite yet, but it's on the rise. We're gaining about 2 to 3 inches every hour. The lake level right now at 6 a.m. this morning is 29.4 feet from the top.
Wow. 29.4 feet from the top. Now, after the last couple of years, what's this mean to the people out at the lakes?
It means that we're going to have a great season. The phone's ringing off the wall. And people are making their reservations because they've heard that Shasta is going to be full this year.
Well, you know what, and it's the funny thing is, even when it's not full, there's still lots of water there.
Oh, there's tons of water.
But people, for some reason, they get this feeling that, there's not enough water to have a good time there, but there is.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of water out there, and we're getting some great media coverage out of the Bay Area. The San Jose Mercury News did a great article yesterday about rising lake levels around California.
Well, you know what, this is, and let me give a big shout-out to Holiday Harbor. Your guys' equipment and your people out there is just outstanding. I can't say enough about it. We have used your equipment and your services out there before, and it is fantastic.
So yeah, we love having you and Linda out there, and you guys are fabulous. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, it's a real family atmosphere. And the other thing, too, is you out there, so I've never done this before. Hey, don't worry about it. They're going to get you in and out safely. So
absolutely.
Okay, so great looking water out there. So fishing, everything's going to happen.
Yeah, there's lots of fishermen out there this last few days and kind of pre-fishing for the bass tournament. But, yeah. There's a lot of people out there.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're here with Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor out at Lake Shasta. We're going to have some, like, regular call-ins, too, so we can keep talking about how good the lake is this year.
Sounds fabulous. Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Take care, Kev. Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm here with Dr. Doug McConnell. Good morning there, Dr. Doug.
Good to see you.
Hey, you know, Bob, am I hearing, like, a little echo in my head here? Is it me?
Your headphones are bleeding a little bit, unfortunately.
Okay.
Around the edges. The gentleman on the phone that I passed you a note on said you told him to call about an event this weekend.
Oh yes, of course, a week that's happening this weekend. Okay, Bud, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. Is this Carl?
This is Carl.
Hey, how are you all doing down there?
We're doing great. So what's happening this weekend? I believe I talked to your wife, didn't I?
Well, I think you probably talked to Patty Plum.
Patty Plum, okay, that's who I talked to.
she's a famous lady around this town here that is very much familiar with what we're doing for some of the youth of our community.
That's right.
And the event this Saturday is kind of a launch for the new Riverland Park and Farm of the Future. It's kind of an amazing little venue that the city of Reading has made available to Providence International on the river. It's about a 30-acre parcel for a really wonderful, rich soil. And we've been in the process of clearing that of all the predator plants and making a venue there for the public to have an experience in both education of the latest state-of-the-art in farming and food production, healthy, naturally produced food, and also a recreation venue by trail right along the river that links up to 200 acres of BLM property, which will be in the future a sight to behold on our beautiful Sacramento River. So the launch this Saturday is to invite the public to come, and we're going to have a real wonderful mix of professionals on site, from an International Society arborist, Rico Montenegro, and a trails and riparian restoration and native plants and predator eradication by Dr. Randy Smith.
Who is the man
a drought
that's out
food
there,
garden,
yeah.
Permaculture and landscaping team led by Brad Henderson, who's with it, Fish and Wildlife, but he also doubles in his avocation with this food. Drought food gardening, which is just an amazing concept that's kind of come into its time here, given the drought situation in California. And so, anyway, that's the kind of the outline. We have community leaders coming from both the City Council and the Shasta Board of Supervisors, and, of course, the Director of Community Services, Kim Niemer, from the City of Reading. So it should be a fun time. We have some music. There'll be some clowns there for the children, and some good food and some products produced on our various farm sites. So you all come.
Okay. Well, this sounds like a great deal, and I can't wait to see what happens with it here in the future.
Hey, we'll have to, if you want to give me your email, Carl, I'll send you the background, and you can pass it on to whoever you like.
Okay, it's Carl at KCNR1460.com.
One more time, Carl at?
KCNR1460.com.
1460.com.
There you
okay,
go.
We'll get that right. I'll pop it right now in the mail to you.
All right, thanks a lot, bud.
Hey, thank you.
All right, good luck this weekend.
Hey,
can I snark for a moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, they must have called the Sacramento legislature if they have clowns there. So.
No, what I was going to say is that anytime you have politicians here, you've got clowns. I mean, it's kind of like a redundant statement. But, you know, it's.
Man,
oh,
what is up with those people?
Come on. Hey, this sounds like a pretty cool thing. You know, Randy Smith's involved with it. Mm-hmm. Randy Smith is just a death dealing predator going after, person. On along that riverbanks, if it's a weed and it doesn't belong there, he's on it.
Yes,
with his team. So, okay.
No, they've done remarkable good work on
the
trail.
Hey, let's take a quick early break, and then you and I'll come back because I want to talk about. We don't have any big subjects to talk about. We've got a lot of big subjects to talk about, nothing specific, but about the primaries today.
Yes,
the impact they can have. The fact that. Crime protests are going today at City Hall. That's another big thing. And also that Chairman Merkel over in Germany,
mm-hmm.
Prime Minister Merkel.
She's been called up.
Has taken some huge hits, and it's all over the foreign policy of President Obama.
Well, it's interacting with what's going on here, but yes.
I just like to start it. That's where it started.
Well, yeah.
But now it's ended up with the millions of refugees that are going through Europe right now and slowly, well, now quickly taking it over.
Germany set itself up as a great attractant.
Yeah, there it goes.
And now they're paying for it.
All right. We're going to be right back after these messages. It's 8:16 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running.
you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah, no, maybe, whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesday more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Spend your spring break exploring at Turtle Bay. We will be open all week, March 28th through April 3rd, for a fun and educational way to enjoy spring break, with programming every day and something new to inspire wonder around every corner. Put Turtle Bay on your spring break to-do list. We'll be open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th through April 3rd. For more information and program schedules, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Nothing, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, piece it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Harold and the Bot.
It is
18 minutes after the hour of 8. Here on the 15th of March, 45 degrees going up to 65 today. Beautiful day. It looks like we're going to have sunshine the rest of the week, which is something to be taken.
This is the Ides of March, made famous by William Shakespeare.
And we also, this morning we were talking about if you have a friend named Brutus, probably might want to stay away from him today.
That is correct.
605-4567. It's going to be kind of an open line day today, so it's a good chance to get all those things out of your system because it is that big primary today, another Super Tuesday. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air. Voted best in the North State last year, and there's a reason why. They are the best in the North State. Better owned. It's a business that's local, locally owned, locally operated, can do anything with heating and cooling systems. Give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. If you've got an emergency, they'll fix it. You need that air conditioner looked at before it starts getting hot, and it's going to be getting hot. Now's the time to do it. Get all the filters clean, get the air ducts checked, all that stuff done. All this through Alliance Heating and Air. Great people there. Okay, big primaries today, and I think there's going to be two people that aren't going to be will be no longer playing today.
Depends on the outcome.
I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. I'm pretty sure that probably Kasich and Rubio. If Rubio doesn't do really well in his home state, it's time for him to pull the plug.
I think that has been
stated, and probably correct. I would agree with that. And Kasich, who I think has run a valiant campaign and probably a nice, I mean, I remember for years in politics and always thought he was a respectable individual, but I think he's going to be challenged in Ohio, and we'll see what happens there for him.
But that's, you know what? The Donald mm-hmm. here is come under increasing fire. Like, this anarchy, this crusade against free speech, which we saw last Friday at his rally.
You mean the mob against his...
Against free speech, against the First
yes,
Amendment.
And that's a,
you know, and this is a typical anarchy, liberal, left-wing thing that you see out there. It's not enough for them not just to, you know, say, we don't agree with them. We're going to keep you from saying anything because we disagree with you, and we're going to keep other people from seeing you because we disagree with you.
And...
I mean, isn't this the beginning? You know,
this has gone on since well before the Vietnam War. But this is a tactic to just destroy any dissent from their decision as to exactly what should be thought correct. And,
yeah.
And Ann Coulter years ago wrote a really good book about the mob and how the leftist philosophy thoroughly involves and depends upon mob tactics. Always has.
Well, this is mob tactics. And they go, well, he inflamed them. Okay. You know, I'm not saying that the rhetoric that Trump doesn't use at times
I'd agree, yeah.
is going to be, you know, I mean, is you know, but inflaming people. And he goes, well, you know, hey, this guy was, in, you know, and he said, hey, punch him out or something like that, or I'll pay for the guy's, you know, bail.
All right.
So he says that about that. So that gives Soros and the people in the Move On groups, that gives them the impetus. And then plus you've got all the other ones that you kind of hang on to for just protesting and everything. Then to shut down other people from being able to hear them, mm-hmm. as they do on college campuses. Another thing, college campuses have become a literal hotbed of fascism.
Yes.
And they should be just the opposite.
I believe the term is useful idiots, if I recall my Stalinism correctly.
Well, somebody said if That's they had true. Said free jobs, they would have had nobody out there that day. But here's the thing is, to me, it is fascism. It's fascism when you're not going to allow people to say, you know, to have the freedom of speech. And if you're on a college campus, it's, you know, oh, no, they can't say anything because it's wrong. It's because it's, you know, we don't agree with it. So nobody should listen to this person. Oh, and it hurts my feelings. That's the other thing. Yeah. Oh, I need to go in my safe room. What is this?
The microaggressions are being overwhelming people to listen to dissenting opinion. I do remember there was a time. Years ago when the American Nazi Party, who I certainly did not approve of, actually petitioned and received permission to walk through Skokie, Illinois, through a
That's
Jewish
right.
neighborhood. And ultimately it went off.
Yep.
And
ACLU defended their right to do that.
And it was a good example of American tolerance of, which I feel was a distorted thought related to American Nazis. But we did that, and there was no... I mean, it occurred. Here you're now getting universities, with the compliance of their professors and the adults on campus, shutting down the presentation of opposite opinions, politically, economically, or philosophically. And that is a very dangerous thing.
That's the dangerous thing, and especially when it happens in universities. When it happens in universities to the point that people are not allowed to go to classes, that we've got one group of people on the campus that are going to be treated differently because of race.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at it from the opposite direction, you're being treated differently because you are Hispanic or you're black, and we're going to treat you differently in another sense. It's totally wrong.
Yes.
But because it's, you know, I'm microaggressing, and we need to have our safe places, our quiet places where only we, Hispanics, blacks, whites, whatever color it is, the only ones that can go there is this. And then if you're trying to ask questions, you get threatened with physical force, as the University of Missouri has, which, by the way, University of Missouri has had the number of students applying drop dramatically.
I hope they have alumni donations.
Alumni donations have dropped dramatically.
I'm glad
over
to hear
this,
that.
Over this raucous group of people, including one of their professors who they fired, who is now suing for reinstatement.
Is she
by
right?
the way.
Right. Well, yeah, she made herself famous by saying, "We need some muscle over here."
Yeah, we need some muscle over here.
And
get
that was
to
shut down a student journalist who was basically, I think, a stringer from one of the hired to do a job, and he was just trying to report on it, and she didn't like the questions he was asking, and so it became, we need some muscle here to get this guy out of it where he shouldn't be here.
And she was one of the professors in the communications department,
yep.
adjunct maybe, but she was still there, and I've seen her in other film clips where she's gone out there and made a total ass of herself, too.
Yeah.
So, but
no, it's dangerous. But
here's what you're thinking, though, about the GOP party. I mean, they keep talking about the core of the GOP, you know, the establishment
yeah.
are so afraid of Trump or Cruz. You know, they wanted to get behind Rubio, but it just didn't coalesce. And now, as somebody says, Trump's got nothing going for him except the voters. Well, okay. I mean, you know, he's got the voters. But how many voters? I mean, can you imagine this? Trump against Hillary. Two of the people have got the highest, you know, dislike polls
yes.
of anybody that's ever run. So this is truly the one that you vote for, the one that you just dislike the least. Is that dangerous?
I don't disagree with what you're saying. That this is somewhat at the corner that's being painted. And one, but I would agree. These are two people. If you really, yeah, that's a good way to place it. I hadn't really thought of it. That's true. Out of all the panels of people running from the beginning, that bubbled up have been the two people who have carried their non-favorables.
The non-favorable rating.
Yeah.
I mean, the polls these guys have are just, so who do you like least? Or are you going to hope for is that she gets indicted at the last minute. So, you know, during a speech, they come up and they handcuff her and bum walk her away to this car. I mean, that's not going to happen, but
no.
It should. So they... I just see that. And, of course, the Donald goes up and then at the last minute says, you know, frankly, I've changed my mind, and I'm firing myself. And then so who's his vice president? And you're trying to figure out who that's going to be. So,
well, yeah. I, you know.
Or is it going to be a broker convention?
As a physician, I was quite intrigued with Ben Carson's presence in the race, both as an honorable man who I've met once or twice in my life, but it was questionable. How would he have an effect on this race? And he managed to hold on to his structure and values. I'm hoping his involvement or endorsement of Trump will have some effect on ameliorating some of the edginess and I think challenges to it, and maybe give a note of credibility and thoughtfulness to some of the basic issues he's planting on, particularly the immigration control, border control issues, and probably try to bring a true conservative focus to.
Is it just angry white people that are putting him in?
Well, that's what the left would like you to think.
But that's not true.
No, it's not true.
And
he's got blue collar workers across the American Midwest,
he's
and
got
he does
Hispanics.
Have. Yeah. So the left and the media would like to paint him as just as it did in the paper today with the cartoon and the Record Searchlight of him pouring gasoline on this fire. You know, stimulating all this as if he's calling for the violence, which he's not. But I do think he's made some irresponsible comments that he could back up on and try to sequester that. But he is certainly leveraging off people's frustration.
Anger.
Not with the government itself, with the current administration, but also with the GOP establishment, which has spent years trying to placate Democrats. And you can't do that at the congressional level. I think they basically needed to come up with their 10 things they wanted to accomplish, the party state it clearly and make a journey down that road, much as like they did in 1974. And for some reason, they've spent the last 30 years trying to get along with and be liked by the Democrats on all the issues. Therefore, they've lost their distinctive spots, in my opinion. And that's really why they're losing control of their own electorate, the Republican Party. And this is sort of baffling to the Washington, D.C. crowd, I think. But so Trump
was scary to him, first of all.
Well, because, yeah, it's a direct assault on how they've been running things. But the truth is people are fed up.
Yeah, but people are fed up with both parties. I mean,
I agree.
Look at Hillary. Look who's running for the Democrats. You've got mm-hmm. Hillary, who is just attack after attack after attack. And this isn't by the Republicans. This is the Justice Department
that
they're talking about. But then Bernie Sanders...
Well,
Bernie Sanders?
He's ridden the frustration with
from the other side.
From the far left up on his wave. So he's surfing that wave as well. And the youth and I think sort of the the wishful thinking, the unicorn vote. We want free
the unicorn vote.
We want free schools. We want free
the unicorn vote. That's out there. We want free everything.
Yeah, we want the all tuition at public and private schools to be free. He states that over and over again.
Yeah,
and there isn't a media person who, at least I've not seen the quest or query, exactly how will you pay for this and how much is that? And why won't, whenever the government gives anything away free, the cost of it accelerates? It's inflationary for the government to get into anything. And
there is a free government program for college and universities. It's called joining the military.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's called joining the military, and guess what? You get your college degree paid for, buddy and budette.
We've got
to take a break.
Okay.
All right. I'm here with Dr. Doug McConnell. We're discussing what's happening today and what's going on with these parties. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
The Riverfront Playhouse presents an American classic, Our Town. Thornton Wilder's masterpiece, directed by John Welsh. Our Town is a moving look into the lives and hopes of the residents of a small town in the early 20th century. Our Town begins March 12th with evening shows Friday and Saturday, matinees on Sunday through April 9th at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Tickets for Our Town available now online at CascadeTheater.org or by calling 243-8877.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460.
Yeah, I throw my hands up in the air sometimes, saying, ayo, got an echo.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Nabod. Linda is playing Sync House today. Commander-in-Chief House. Got everything going. We've got people there already. 27 minutes until the hour, 9 o'clock. It is 46 degrees, going up to 65 today. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, Jump in there. It's man's last stronghold. It's the best place to get a haircut you could possibly find. I'm just sending people over there all the time, and it's working. They're liking it.
Okay.
How can you not like it there? You know, Bob goes, I go, Rick goes, Roy goes, all these people go.
All right,
there.
I'll go.
And Dr. Doug McConnell is on his way down there.
I don't have much hair to cut.
Well, but you know what? They charge the same amount because part of it's a finding fee.
I find
the hair, then they cut it.
Ah.
There
right.
you go.
Well,
Cypress Square Barbershop. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Another veteran-owned business. Okay, we're here. Dr. McConnell and I are here talking about what's going on in the politics today. I mean, we've got somebody on the... in the chat room here, who's from another country, from the Netherlands, Des.
Mm-hmm.
And Des, if you get a chance, Des, just give us a quick little type in there about what do people think about what's going on in our political system over here in the United States right now, or do you hear that much about it? So maybe she will feel free to type a little in there.
Right. And she would have some observations from the Netherlands on the immigration of Muslims into Europe.
Well, that's the other thing, too. One thing is Merkel's party is taking some huge hits.
Yes.
The nationalist-type parties in all these countries are making big inroads because they have a big fear that the Muslims are coming in and they are not assimilating into their country. They are coming in and starting own enclaves, and a lot of them are military age males. There's a lot of fear going on over there, and then now they're starting some clashes are going on, and of course that on New Year's Eve, all those assaults going on throughout
Cologne
the country.
And major cities.
Oh, yeah, major cities, sexual assaults.
And the tampering down of police reporting and arrests.
They lied about what was going on.
That is correct. The media also was part of covering that up. And ultimately, the women themselves
started coming out. And then they were being attacked for talking about it.
That's correct.
And
this was
horrible.
It wasn't politically correct, according to the government policy. And so the very victims of what turned out to seemingly be, based on the reports, of a very isolated, focused attacks on groups of women out celebrating New Year's Eve. This was all
by Muslim males.
That would be the case.
Well, that's the way they describe them, Middle Eastern males. Well, now, the other thing is that's just happened is Croatia is shut its borders.
Correct.
And having lived in Croatia, I know, this is a good...
That's a Muslim country, isn't
well,
it?
Well... Parts of it, mainly Bosnia.
Bosnia is more of the
Muslim country. Mm-hmm. Serbia, Greek Orthodox, Croatia, Greek Orthodox Catholic, and some Muslim, but not a lot. Mm-hmm. After the war and everything, but still they close their borders because they can't handle so many people rolling through there. Now you've got literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of refugees in Europe and Germany.
Millions, and then
in Germany, which took a large number of these, are starting to have a lot of problems.
So I heard part of the business rate. One of the issues was Germany was actually looking for young workers. Apparently they have issues and age needs for labor markets. I don't know how big a factor that really was, but it's not working out for her, that's for sure.
Okay, Des says here from the Netherlands, people are wondering about Trump and how he will ruin America and the rest of the world when he gets to be in office.
Yeah.
Ruin the world. You know, and here's the thing is our country is a big, strong country. And if Trump coming in is not going to ruin our country, we've got enough checks and balances here to hold that. Because with Obama, you might say he's making changes that have drastically changed our country.
And our international presence.
And our international process, including what's happened in the Middle East, which has led to what's happened in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a direct result. His decisions in the Middle East, he and Hillary Clinton, has led to this debacle that's going on in Europe right now. So
certainly been part of it, yes.
Well, I mean, they're taking down of Gaddafi, their mismanagement of what's going on in Syria, pulling the troops out of Iraq, allowing ISIS to raise its head and to get a foothold all through the Middle East and into Northern Africa. No, this all goes back
and
to...
And doing nothing about it.
And this goes back to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama making those decisions on what they did. It was absolutely ludicrous. And so now they've got millions of refugees that have stormed across the Adriatic, across the Mediterranean, across the oceans there, into getting into Italy and Germany and all these other places. Those results were by bad decisions, yet this country has an ability to right itself. I don't mean right wing, but to right itself if we've been wobbly, because a lot of the things Obama has done is harmed the country. There have been things he has done that's strengthened the country also, but there's a lot of things he's done is hurt the country. Well, the same thing happens if you get somebody like Trump in because you don't like what Trump says. He's a pragmatic individual, though. I have a feeling that he would do, if elected, is do the things that's going to work.
I would draw a parallel between Donald Trump and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger rode that wave of discontent with Gray Davis into office. He spouted lots of bumper stickers, but when it came to actually following through, he was hopelessly outmatched.
Well, by the Democratic entrenchment in the state.
And here's the thing is, you can come in out of the establishment, and you can ride that white horse into Washington, D.C., but guess who runs Washington, D.C.?
Well, I think to a certain extent...
the establishment.
Yes. President Obama truly was almost an outsider, barely a senator, and basically has been managed pretty heavily by people pulling strings behind the scenes. So I understand what Des is saying. It's crossed my mind, too, exactly what type of country will we be. I also agree with your principle. We're a big place with checks and balances. But ultimately, it'll depend who are the advisors and the cabinet with which a president surrounds himself.
That's true. You surround yourself with people that are level-headed.
Yeah,
and from what I understand, he, as a manager, as a business manager, from things I've read, he appears to do a good job. Now,
I would hope so.
Maybe this bombastic attitude he has is one that appeals to a lot of people, and then after the primaries are over, he goes into a
presidential mode.
A presidential mode where, you know, like he tried on that last debate, said, "Hey, we all need to work together." And that mode came down. Of course, everybody got, we wanted to see fireworks. Well, there wasn't a lot of fireworks.
No. But again, Ben Carson joined his team and basically made the statement when he did that about how the thoughtful and considerate Trump is the man he knows, which, frankly, knowing Ben Carson in certain ways, I'm hoping that that's exactly what his analysis is, that there's the real Ben, real Trump is this other individual. But then again, how can you go through life seeing two faces of somebody? So, Trump has a great stage presence that is designed around reading the crowds and the emotions. But the truth is, what is his thoughtfulness and leadership abilities behind his
screens? He can take the enthusiasm of this 40% that votes for him.
Yes.
Because that means 60% doesn't. Mm. So if you can take that 40% and pull in the Rubio people, pull in the Cruz people, if Cruz indeed himself does not win. Now, see, here's another question is, at the dinner table last night, and of course we're not mentioning names, but, Doug was there. Is that the one analysis was, and this is from people of all, educated,
many backgrounds.
Varied backgrounds, everything. Nobody wanted Hillary.
No, that was correct.
Nobody wanted Hillary, and for the reason, and these are women that were leading this, was because of the distrust and the fact she's lying and all these other things that she's done. On the other hand, they're looking at Trump and Cruz, and Cruz scares them more than Trump does. Now, I'm not sure why that is.
I didn't hear that part of it, but
heard that one.
I'm not scared by Cruz. I think he states pretty much up front what he wants.
I'm not sure it's because the word was creepy. So I'm not sure why that is. But
no, I don't. Okay, that I didn't hear. Well, I was down at the other end of the table, but... interesting. Okay, I didn't know about that. But, the problem with Hillary, she and President Obama willingly, either out of pure greed over the upcoming election in 2012 or with very poor advice, chose to lie about that video and create it. And that was known right after the event. we now know from her emails that she knew it after the event. Once we knew that mortar shells landed on that roof, that was not a group of mob video guys.
It wasn't a mob room.
No, and everybody knew that, and anybody in the military, right from the get-go, why they would perpetuate that lie, I don't know. But I also have a big question, along with Des, and getting back to this immigration. We saw hundreds of thousands of minors and women showing up at our borders, you know, over the last year. No one has ever asked, nor has the media asked, listen, who's paying for these kids? We're supposed to believe that eight-year-old kids down in Guatemala somehow are taken down to a train station by their mother, who puts them on this train to safety up in the United States, crossing all of Mexico for days at a time until they get to the border and then are smuggled across our border and presented to our border offices, and then we take them in. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of children. Somebody organize that. Somebody is paying for that, because you had to probably cart them all the way across New Mexico on trains. Why has there never been any thought as how did we end up with hundreds of thousands of children from Hispanic and Middle and Central American countries arriving as refugees on our border? There has to be an organization or money.
Especially through Mexico, which has got a really strict border control there down there, especially in the southern border, not so much their northern border, of course, but border.
Absolutely, but even on the northern border, you jump in your car and try to just drive into Mexico, you're going to be questioned and stopped and asked. And
have a shotgun in there.
Yeah, right.
See how that
works.
So
my point is that there's been some really, I think, great manipulations by governments and organizations, non-government organizations in cooperation with our government, to flood us with children and women. And I've never understood exactly did that happen, what were the mechanics and the costs, and why, and particularly why.
Oh. We're going to take a break and try and ponder that as we get back to everybody. Right. Hey, everybody, it's a quarter till 9 here on the 15th of March. Beautiful day outside. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Another veteran-owned business there with Espresso Joe's and the finest tobacco emporium you're ever going to find anywhere up in Northern California, with a walk-in humidor that is simply magnificent. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They do a lot for our community. Go on down there and check them out. We'll be right back.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The guys from Shasta Lake Floors have just got back from visiting flooring manufacturers from around the world, keeping up with the newest technology in floor covering. Several years ago, Shasta Lake Floors introduced Smart Strand Triexta, the most stain-resistant carpet in the industry. This year, we have discovered innovations in hardwood floors with scratch resistance like never before. Having been in the flooring business for over 40 years, we understand the importance of service and product knowledge. If you have our word, the Shasta Lake Floors will always offer you products and provide the service best suited to your needs. Whether it be Smart Strand, the bleach-resistant carpet, luxurious Karastan carpets, or hardwood and tiles of excellent quality, Shasta Lake Floors offers the best products installed by the area's best trained technicians. And Shasta Lake Floors can guarantee the lowest price on even the most luxurious floor coverings. 8-time winner of Best in the North State, Shasta Lake Floors is a place to go for your new floors or granite countertops. And yes, we have financing up to 48 months. Come and see us at 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. We are now open on Sundays. Visit us Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4.
Come learn how you could be on the Shasta County Grand Jury. The Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The grand jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you could ever hope for. For a thorough presentation with all the details, come to the informational meeting Wednesday, March 23rd at 3 o'clock at Reading City Hall.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
This is Maria Orozco, the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino would like to thank everyone who attended Villains Year to Remember, because there is one in all of us. We would like to thank the Keyhole Mystery Theater and Front and Center Dance Studio for their wonderful entertainment. It always brings us joy to recognize the amazing organizations we partner with. It's because of organizations like you that our area is a true community. The Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino would also like to thank all our sponsors for their support.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 12 minutes until 9 o'clock here on Tuesday, March the 15th. It's going to be a beautiful day going up to 65, sunshine. The rest of the week's going to be like this. Maybe starting to catch a little rain on Sunday. 45 degrees right now. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Discounts for veterans at Bastiani Arms, and I'll tell you what, it's a great deal down there already. John Bastiani will match many of the prices you'll see in the big box stores, and then you get something better. It's called customer service. That's right. They'll help you in the selection of your guns. He's got everything you could possibly imagine in gun accessories, shooting accessories, and ammo. In fact, I'm going down there today to buy some ammo for hog hunting here. So he's got it all at Bastiani Arms, whether you're looking for a long gun or a pistol. Go to Bastiani Arms. He's got classes on CCW and hunter safety. He does it all locally owned, locally operated. John Bastiani and his family. Give him a call at 222-8222 and head on down to 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Okay, play it.
What difference at this point does it make?
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Now you're asking yourself, why did we play that right then? It's because Ms. Clinton made a statement this morning or last night, and it said, as the good doctor has pointed out,
she said the United States didn't lose a single person in Libya during her tenure.
Now, I used to think that Benghazi was a part of Libya.
Oh,
that at one point, Benghazi was kind of considered to be the capital during the summer, and then Tripoli during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Benghazi plays a big part in there. And that, you know what? I'm sure it must have been just bad information on my part that Chris Stevens, the ambassador to Libya,
yes,
was slaughtered in
Libya,
Benghazi, and that's part of Libya.
Well, she attended the funeral with the four caskets and a formal funeral with the president and greeted each of the families.
Yeah, you know what? I can't help but think that there were some people killed in Benghazi, Libya.
And she talked to each of the families.
When she said this, what was her point in saying this?
I'm not entirely sure.
Was it a speech she's making? Was it the speech?
Well, they're trying to back up today on it, pretty much. But this was... it was on Monday night when apparently this statement was made, and
last night.
She was this article says Clinton made the comment defending her push for regime change in the war-torn North African nation at an Illinois town hall hosted by MSNBC last night.
And she said there were no people killed. I hope that people in the audience stood up and reminded her that. What about Benghazi?
I didn't see the town hall, but that would have been
very
interesting.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I think I would have raised my hand and said, excuse me, Ambassador Stevens begs to differ with you as he's laying there dead because of your actions or non-actions in Libya. And this is right after the woman said that if you're a coal miner or you run a coal company, we're going to put you out of business.
She
did
do that this
Obama.
Week, yeah.
Obama said, if you want coal energy, it's going to cost you a lot of money.
He did.
He meant it.
And he also said he was going to raise the price of gasoline in the United States to get it as high as possible.
Well,
and
he has not done that. Well, you know, for a point he did. Now it's at the lowest that it's been in a long time, but it's coming back up.
Absolutely.
So you got to give him. You got to give him this. Yes, he was right. He brought it up as high as it has ever been.
4 gallons.
But now it's dropped. So that kind of tells me that sometimes it writes itself. You know, but you got to give him credit then, too. If you're going to give him credit for making it the highest it's ever been, then he gets credit for being the lowest.
He may not control prices either way, but regulations and other issues may delimit supply, which will drive up the price.
Well, here's the thing is Hillary Clinton would say something like that. I'm curious about Hillary, though. Is Hillary's health okay?
Oh, I can't speak to that.
You're a doctor. She starts coughing and these other things, and people are saying that she's showing other symptoms. I mean, this is a tough job. She's 68 years old. This is a tough job running the country. Look at President Obama, who is probably one of the healthier guys that's come in there along with Bush.
Except for smoking.
Well, yeah, except for smoking, but his hair's turned gray.
Absolutely.
And he is, he's still under the age of 60.
There's no question it's taxing.
I mean, this has got to be hard on you. I mean, if you're just running a business, a medium-sized business, you've got that stress on you. So when you've got that additional stress of half the country not liking you and the other half liking you, maybe, depending on any word you say, plus all the other decisions you've got to do, putting people into harm's way and all these things, is Hillary Clinton strong enough physically to do this? I would like to see a physical on her released, as I would on anybody. While when we're here still making up our decisions, what kind of shape is Bernie Sanders in? He's what, 76? 74?
I think
he's something like that. Yeah. I mean, come on. Well, how healthy is he? I mean, is he going to make it through 4 years? I mean, not that he'll. I mean, if he got elected, not that he will, but if he got elected, and what same thing about Trump and Cruz and anybody else that's running, and when they get into it, they need to release, one, they need to release their financial records, and two, they need to release their physicals.
And I think historically that's been
from a third party doctor.
And that historically, I believe, has been done during the run itself, not necessarily in the party based primaries.
Not from a third party doctor. Where you get somebody like at a clinic and you say, okay.
Well, often it is their physician has been, which
of
would have to
it
do,
is.
But you're not going to fly people out to the Mayo Clinic and let them go home. They'd be good. But truth is, there is a somewhat poorly understood period in Hillary's life where she disappeared from public office for a while. Came back wearing rather thick glasses, and there was this question of either a head injury or an event that was never really medically spoken up. And it was after that she began to have hair that looked different, and her entire demeanor changed.
Maybe she went to a spa.
No, it was. I'm talking about it became very straight and very fun. Yeah, there was something going on, and I that's just an observation. I have no medical knowledge of Hillary, but there was a time when she'd left the public arena and came back wearing large, rather thick glasses rather than as she does now. And there was some press speculation back at that time.
Oh, well, here's
there's
an
something
answer.
About her fall.
Here's an answer about Libya.
Yes.
She didn't abandon the ambassador and the operators. She just didn't know where Benghazi was. The command must have been, stand down until we find out where Benghazi is. Thanks, Jarhead.
Yes, sadly.
Stand down until we find out where they are.
Well, the tragedy was that we know now with the emails that the Defense Department had assets spinning up, and they tried desperately to get a hold of the Secretary of State and the President. And to this day, again, the media, and no one has ever given a timeline on exactly how did they spend their night and who spoke to
she
the
went
President
home that night.
While you had a 13-hour firefight going on at the U.S. facilities. And yet no one has come forward, nor does the President bother to deign to tell the American people exactly how he occupied his time during that night while these people sat on a roof doing their job well and waiting for their presumed country to come to their aid. I find that absolutely abhorrent as a former Army officer to think that basically they were left to dry without the communications and any support. And neither senior party has deigned to even explain to us, we the people, that what Why were we not supporting our people? And we should be ashamed. More importantly, they should be ashamed. And that's what bothers me. As an Army officer, basically we learned that liars can never lead. They might be in a position to command, but they will never lead. And that's what Hillary Clinton and President Obama sacrificed that night when they were willing to lie to the American public.
They did.
They sacrificed
and
their trustworthiness.
Yep. Forever.
And that's gone forever.
And you know what? That will come back over and over and over again.
That's why it doesn't matter.
I want to change subject totally. My friend, Doug McConnell, good friend, and his beautiful wife, Bonnie, you guys are taking off to visit America.
We are going to see America. This is our great trip. And we're about 120 days. We're going to cross from one ocean to the other. Just go to New Orleans, go through Texas. I'm going to see families of former patients, visit Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and visit my 101st friends.
Going up through South Dakota.
Yep.
I'm trying to talk him into making that jag up to see
Mount Rushmore
and Custer's Battlefield.
Yep.
And then back down. But it's going to be a great trip, and everybody's envious of you. You've got it all out on the map.
A big map in the bedroom.
We can follow you.
Yeah, well, you're going to have it. Yeah, DougAndBonnie.com. In fact, all your listeners can do it. Just Bonnie with a BONNY.com. That's our blog. You'll see our pictures, and we're going to see America the way it should be seen.
You know what?
We are driving.
So envious of you. We're going to do that someday.
Too. We're going to burn diesel before someone stops pumping it.
I thought you had like a coal-burning steam engine there. Anyway.
That'd be good.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for being with me today, Doug.
Oh, that's always great.
Tomorrow,
God bless America.
The sheriff's going to be with us tomorrow. We got a lot of questions for the sheriff. We'll be back. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Back down. Gonna stand.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. And the winner is Donald Trump, the Republican presidential hopeful, winning the Northern Mariana Islands caucuses, adding 9 delegates to his count. There are primaries today in 5 states. A lot of attention focusing on the winner-take-all contests in Florida and Ohio. In that latter state, it's looking like a real horse race between Trump and Ohio Governor John Kasich. Kasich says he's optimistic.
We're going to win. I feel terrific. It's great. You know, do I seem like I'm nervous or uptight? Or I'm having a great time.
And it seems that Kasich's optimism is justified, at least among the Ohio voters we spoke with.
The governor is experienced. He's done a good job in Ohio, and I don't think we'd mind sending him to the White House.
I think he's done a good job in Ohio here, and, as a Republican, I wouldn't like to see Trump, I don't think. So John Kasich's, I think, the way to go.
But Trump tells NBC's Today Show he's been hearing a different message from the voters.
I've been with the people of Ohio. They